我们请一起低头同心默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，在这里举行圣餐礼。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we conduct the sacrament of Holy Communion.
我们请一起唱诗296首假调。
Let us sing hymn 296A.
我们一同低头默祷，思想主耶稣在十字架上所为我们付出的牺牲以及代价。
Let's bow our heads and meditate and remember the love that Christ has shown us on the cross.
阿门，请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主耶稣的恩惠以及他的慈爱，带领我们这一次的灵恩布道会。
Thank God for His mercy and His grace throughout this spiritual convocation.
啊，使我们每一个人能够利用这个机会，再一次的专心用心的齐聚在主的圣堂。
Through this occasion and services that we can.We gather here to worship Him.
一年两次的灵恩会都是让我们特别把时间拿出来重新思想我们的信仰。
Twice a year, we take this time to reflect on our faith.
重新检讨我们跟我们所爱的主到底是什么样的关系。
We take a time to think about the state of our relationship with the Lord.
同时也是再一次的问问自己，我们的信仰的路到底走得如何？
And we ask ourselves how well are we walking on this path of our faith?
所以每次的灵恩会都是让我们重新自我检讨、重新调整方向的机会。
And every spiritual convocation is a chance for us to re-examine ourselves and to readjust the course of our lives.
每一次的灵恩会都是让我们重新思想主耶稣对我们的牺牲。付出以及他对我们的慈爱。
And every spiritual convocation is the chance for us to reflect on the sacrifice and how much the Lord has given us and shown us His love.
使我们能够重新定下一个新的心志。
So that we may renew our determination.
重新调整人生追求的目标。
And to reset the goals of our lives.
重新鼓起勇气。往前努力奔跑
and to renew our strength and our courage to run and finish the race.
在我们领圣餐之前，我们一起来看一节经节。
Before we partake of the Holy Communion, let us turn to the Bible.
我们看哥林多前书的第十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
二十三节
Verse 23.
我当日传给你们的原是从主所领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来。二十四
24.
祝谢了就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。二十五节
25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，你们每逢喝这，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。二十六
，26.
你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。好，使徒保罗并没有机会亲自跟过耶稣。
The Apostle Paul did not personally follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他对主耶稣的爱有超越别人的一种认识。
Yet he had a greater and far deeper understanding of the love of Christ.
也因为有这种爱一直不断地激励他。
And because he felt that love, it compels him.
所以他为主活出了一种疯狂的生活。
Therefore he lived a life of madness for the Lord.
在很多人的眼中，比保罗是一个非常不聪明的人。
In the eyes of many people, Paul was not smart.
他有身份，有地位，有学识。
Originally, he had status, he had education and respect.
原本他可以在世界上闯出一片天地，拥有自己的成就。
He could have been quite accomplished and famous in the world.
但是为着主耶稣的缘故，他放弃了一切。
But for the sake of the Lord, he gave away everything.
他失去了他的光芒。
He lost his glory.
他失去了众人的追捧。
He lost the praises from people.
而变得好像过街老鼠，被人追，被人打。被人关到监牢里。
Instead, he was persecuted and thrown into prison.
但是在众人眼中，愚蠢的保罗。
But in the eyes of this foolish Paul,
却是最对神的爱体会最深的人。
Was the one who truly understood the love of God.
所以保罗说。
So Paul said.
所以保罗说，耶稣爱我，为我舍己。
The Lord Jesus loves me and gave himself for me.
我还有什么不能为他舍的呢?
Then what can I refrain from giving to him?
也保罗说主的爱激励我。
He says the love of the Lord compels me.
当我想起主耶稣怎么样为我来死。
When I am reminded of how the Lord died for me.
我就决心要为他而活。
Then I am determined to live for him.
所以今天保罗能够活出一个不一样的人生。
Therefore, Paul was able to live a different life.
因为他看见了。
Because he saw.
因为他认识了。
Because he knew.
所以保罗对圣餐礼啊，有一个很特别的认识以及明白哦。
So Paul had a unique understanding of the Holy Communion.
在这里保罗说，我所传给你们的这一切都是从主所领受的。
He said, I delivered to you what I received from the Lord.
保罗告诉我们说，每一次的举行圣餐有几个重要的目的。
He taught us the important reason and purposes of the Holy Communion.
我们看第十二章的第二十四节。
Let's read chapter 12, verse 24.
哥林多前书十二十一章二十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24.
他说：“祝谢了就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”这里告诉我们说，圣餐的第一个目的就是要纪念主耶稣哦。
The first purpose of the Holy Communion is to remember the Lord.
一个人呐、啊，有时候在压力之下，在恐惧之下，可能会听话做一些事情哦。
Under pressure, under fear, we may do different things.
哦，就像你的。妈妈、啊、你的爸爸可能用棍子可以、叫你做一些事情。
Your parents may be able to make you do certain things when they bring out the rod.
但是啊，有时候啊，越打会越皮啊，打久了就不怕了哦。
But the more they beat you with the rod, perhaps the worse you'll behave.
但是有时候啊，爱的教导，爱的感动却能够让人记住一辈子啊。
Yet, something taught out of love would be remembered for the rest of the person's life.
我还记得我小时候啊，非常的调皮哦。
When I was little, I was quite naughty.
有一次啊，我们那时候啊，流行啊，都跑去外面啊，打电动玩具啊。
And during that time, it was very popular for kids to go out to play video games.
那种环境并不是很好。
And I didn't live in such a great environment.
因为后面啊，有人在赌博啊，不是很好的环境啊。
Where the games are not so such a good environment because there are people gambling nearby.
但是啊，因为我的朋友都去，所以我也跟着去啊。
But since my friends went to play arcade games, I went with them.
看了好几次之后，我终于决定跟大家一起玩啊。
And after watching them play a few times, I decided to join in.
我还记得啊，当我第一次去换钱啊，要玩的时候啊。
I remember the first time I changed quarters to play.
结果一转头就看到我妈妈站在我面前啊。
And I turned around and I saw my mother standing in front of me.
那时候我心脑筋一片空白啊。
And my mind became blank.
因为我妈妈很凶哦。
Because my mom could be very mean.
那结果啊，她就转身，没有一句话都没有讲，转身就走。
But she didn't say a word to me. She simply turned around and walked away.
我就拿着书包跟着她回家。
So I took my backpack and went home with her.
那我在想说啊，一定会被打得很惨啊。
I thought this time I would be beaten to death.
所以那是我第一次下了课自己乖乖开始写功课啊。
So that was the first time ever in my life life where I would started to do homework all by myself when I went home.
但是心里其实很害怕。
But I was in fear.
啊，但是啊，到快吃晚饭的时候，哦。
And around dinner time.
啊，我妈妈就进来我的房间哦。
My mom came to my room.
她就坐在我的旁边。
She sat next to me.
一句话都没有讲。
She still did not say a word.
我也没有讲话。
And I did not say a word.
我妈妈到沉默了很久以后。
And after being silent for a long time.
我妈妈这样说、哦、
My mother said,
她说我今天很伤心。
She said, I am quite sad today.
她说我没有想到我的孩子也会这样。
I did not think that my son would behave like this.
那我一句话都没有讲啊。
And I did not say anything to her.
那我妈妈就说以后如果你想玩。
She said, if you want to play games in the future.
你跟我说我带你去。
Tell me, and I will take you there.
不要背着妈妈做这种事情。
Don't do anything behind my back.
那她没有打我啊。
And she did not beat me.
也没有骂我。
She did not yell at me.
她就离开房间了、哦。
And she left my room.
你知道吗？从那一天以后、哦、
Do you know that from that day on?
我没有再走进去那种地方了。
I never walked into an arcade room.
因为我不能让我妈妈失望啊。
Because I cannot disappoint my mother.
而这种感动，这种感动是一辈子的、啊。
And that feeling and that.Compulsion is last for long, entire life.
如果他拿棍子把我打一顿啊
，If she had taken a rod and beat me up,
可能打完之后啊，那我就没事了嘛。
And maybe I figure, well, I after the beating, then everything is fine.
有时候不会记到脑里去哦。
I will not remember that lesson.
但是当我妈妈说我让她失望了
，When she said to me that I disappointed her,
当我妈妈说我让她伤心了、哦、
，When she said that she was sad,
好像自己的心啊被刺透一样啊
！It's as if my own heart was pierced.
所以我就立志不再让我妈妈伤心啊、哦、
！So I was determined not to make her feel that way again.
啊，所以啊，爱能够感动一个人
，and love can move someone's heart.
爱能够改变我们的心
，love can change someone's heart.
所以当彼得哦三次否认耶稣的时候哦
，No, when Peter denied the Lord three times.
圣经里面说。耶稣回头看着他。
The Bible said Jesus turned and looked at him.
圣经说彼得就出去痛哭大哭啊。
Then Peter went outside and wept.
我在想说那是一种什么样的目光，什么样的看见啊
？I could imagine how what was in Jesus' eyes when he looked at Peter.
如果耶稣看着他是非常严厉的眼光哦。
If Jesus had looked at him sternly.
但是彼得可能会很害怕。
Perhaps Peter would be afraid.
哦，但是他可能不会痛哭啊。
But he probably would not have gone out and wept.
但是当耶稣回头看他。
But when Jesus turned and looked at him.
能够让彼得从心里的难过能够真正痛哭，我想那是一种怜悯的目光啊。
What moved him and drove him to weep bitterly was probably something that showed mercy.
所以每一次的圣餐礼就是让我们重新回想主耶稣的慈爱。
Every Holy Communion, we take the time to reflect on the mercy and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这种爱能够成为我们属灵生命的力量。
And that love can give us power in our lives.
这种爱能够激励我们不断地去改变。
It will compel us to make a change.
这种爱能够让我们愿意付出任何的代价。
That love will make us be willing to pay any price.
当你觉得主好爱你。
If you feel that the Lord loves you.
当你看见主耶稣怎么样为你付出。
If you could see what price Jesus Christ paid for you.
当你看见主耶稣为你舍弃了一切。
If you see how Jesus sacrificed everything.
你就不会这么的计较了。
Then you would not be care about the little details.
你跟别人起的一点冲突，你就不会这么生气啦。
You would not be so mad if you get in an argument with others.
你更不会因为一不高兴就说我以后不来教会啦。
Or that you would say I would never come to church again.
每当你闭上眼睛
，if you close your eyes，
你看到主耶稣那个看你的目光
，and see Jesus turning around to look at you，
你怎么可以不来教会呢
？How could we stop coming to church？
你怎么可以不做圣工呢
？How could we stop working for God？
你怎么可以停止爱主呢
？How could we stop loving the Lord？
有一个负责人哦
，There's a council member。
这个是一个年轻的负责人
，A young council member。
哦，第一次做哦
，And he was serving his first term。
啊，因为第一次做，所以啊，很有热忱哦。
So he had a lot of zeal.
所以他拼命做，努力做。
He gave all his effort in working for God.
但是啊，得 被有很多人批评、哦、
Yet、there were many people who criticized his work.、
哦、所以他很难过啊。
So he was quite frustrated.
而且他非常生气啊。
And he became angry.
他说：“你们这些人不帮忙也就算了，还一直批评，一直批评。”
He said, "You don't even help me, and yet you criticize me."
所以他就心里跟自己说啊。
So he said to himself,
说我不要做了。
I don't want to be a council member anymore.
我干嘛要做得这么辛苦，还要被人家骂
？Why should I do all this work and no one appreciates it?
那我不做了。
So I'll just quit.
那那时候刚好是一次的灵恩会哦。
And then it happens to be a spiritual convocation.
所以这个负责人就心里跟自己说。
So this council member said to himself.
他说这一次灵恩会做完，我好那个有始有终，做完之后我就要辞职了。
I will finish and.Finish my job until the end of the spiritual convocation, and I will resign.
我不要被骂了。
I don't want to be criticized anymore.
谁喜欢做谁去做吧。
Whoever thinks they can do a better job, they can do it.、
哦、所以随着灵恩会一天一天的过去啊、
哦 oh, he attended the services during spiritual convocation.
到了灵恩会最后的一次的祷告。
Until the final prayer.、
啊、他祷告当中还在跟神说。
In his prayer, he still said to God.
他说主啊，不是我不爱你啊。
Lord, it is not that I don't love you.
主啊，不是我不想服侍你。
So it's not that I don't want to serve you.
是那些人让我服侍不下去啊。
Those people are making me quit.
哦，这时候啊，他看到一个异象啊。
And then he saw a vision.
在他抱怨当中，他看到主耶稣出现啊。
In his complaint, he saw the Lord Jesus appearing to him.
主耶稣走到他的前面，看着他。
And the Lord Jesus walked toward him and looked at him.
而这时候呢，主耶稣就伸出手来了。
And he reached out his hand.
主耶稣说。看我的手。
Jesus said to him, "Look at my hand."
那这个时候呢，这个负责人就看着主耶稣的手啊。
So this brother looked at the Lord's hand.
他看主耶稣手上的钉痕。
He saw the scars of the nails.
他看到血一滴一滴的往下滴。
He saw drops of blood, coming from the hand.
这时候主耶稣就跟他说哈。
Jesus said to him,
主耶稣对他说：“我为你受了这么多的苦。”
I've suffered so much for you.
你就不能为我受一点点的苦吗
？Can you suffer just a little for my sake？
那这个负责人就放声大哭啊
！And so this brother wept out loud.
他突然发觉自己是何等的幼稚啊
！He thought he was being so childish.
他发觉说自己服侍的心态不对啊
！That he did not have the right attitude in service.
他侍奉的这一切不是为了要得到大家的称赞
，Well, the work he has done was not for praises.
而只是为了要报答主耶稣的慈爱。
It was simply to repay.Pay the love of Christ.
主耶稣能够为我付出了这么多。
The Lord Jesus had paid such a great price for me.
难道我不能为他受一点点的苦吗
？How can I not suffer just a little for him?
所以这个负责人就明白了。
And so he understood.
灵恩会结束了。
At the end of the spiritual convocation,
他没有辞职。
He did not quit.
继续做。
He continued the work.
即使被批评。
Even though he continued to be criticized.
有时候被人家嫌弃。
And people despised him.
但是他一样做。
But he still worked for God.
因为他看见了。
Because he saw.
因为他知道及耶稣爱他。
He saw how Jesus loved him.
所以今天对主爱的认识要成为我们信仰的力量。
For we understand the love of God and that becomes...The reason and the power is why we serve.
如果我们今天能够感受、体会到主耶稣的爱
，if we can feel and know the love of God，
今天不管在信仰的路上，我们遇到何等大的挫折
，no matter what disappointments we encounter in our faith，
我们会失望，但是从来不会绝望。
We may be disappointed, but we will never lose hope.
我们可能会软弱，但是绝对不会离开。
We may become weak, but we will never depart from the Lord.
因为在你心里的最深处
，because in the deepest part of our heart,
你知道耶稣全心的爱你。
We know that the Lord Jesus loves you with all His heart.
这要成为我们坚持到底的力量。
That is the how we sustain our faith till the very end.
所以在这里说，我们要如此行，为的是纪念他。
Therefore, Paul says, what the Lord says, we have the Holy Communion in remembrance of the Lord.
我们看第二十六节。
Let's read verse 26.
哥林多前书的第十一章第二十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 26。
二十六节，你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
而在这里讲的表明啊，它的意思是宣告，宣告主的死啊。
To proclaim something is to announce something.
是宣告你的身份。
It is to announce your status.
是宣告你是一个耶稣基督的门徒。
To announce to the world that you are a disciple of the Lord.
今天你说你是基督徒，没有什么大不了的。
It is nothing to claim today that you are a Christian.
因为在美国基督教的国家信耶稣人太多了。
Because there's many people who claim that they're Christian in the United States.
但是在当代啊，要宣告主的死啊，真的是不容易啊。
But it is harder to proclaim the Lord's death.
可能会被逼迫。
Perhaps you may be persecuted.
可能会被排斥。
You may be rejected.
可能会被夺去你所拥有的一切。
You may have your things taken away.
所以那时候有人信耶稣，但是不敢承认啊。
In those days, many people believed in the Lord, but they dare not proclaim it.
因为承认需要付出代价。
Because there is a price to proclaiming the Lord.
但是在这里告诉我们说，当你每次来参加圣餐，领受主耶稣的肉跟他的血。
But when as often as we partake the Holy Communion.
你就要勇敢地宣告你是耶稣基督的门徒。
We must proclaim with courage that we are the disciples of the Lord.
我们今天敢告诉全世界我是基督徒吗？
Do you dare to tell the whole world that you are a Christian?
我们今天敢让全世界知道我是真耶稣教会的信徒吗？
Do you dare to tell the whole world that you are a member of the true Jesus Church?
还是信仰信得很恐惧？
Or are you...Believing in fear.
拜神拜得很害怕。
You're afraid when you worship God.
偷偷摸摸到最后没有一个人知道你是信耶稣的。
And you do everything all in secret and no one knows that you believe in
God. 你的朋友知道你是真耶稣教会的信徒吗？
Does your friend know that you are a member of the true Jesus Church?
你的同事知道你星期六要守安息日吗？
Do your co-workers know that you observe the Sabbath day?
在这里说，当你领受主这个杯，当你领受这个饼，这个杯。
For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup,
我们就不再活在恐惧当中了。
We should no longer live in fear.
因为耶稣基督的生命要进到我们里面。
Because the life of the Lord Jesus Christ shall enter us.
我们里面要有耶稣基督的力量。
And we will have the power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
使我们不再恐惧。
So that we no longer have any fear.
使我们不再逃避。
And we will not, try to run away.
我们今天如果有人来问我们啊。
If someone asks.
说你是信什么的？
What do you believe in?
你说我是信耶稣的。
He said, I believe in Jesus.
那人家再继续问你呢？
And if they ask you,
他说你是哪个教会的啊？
What church do you go to?
你说我是基督教啊。
Would you say, I go to a Christian church?
人家再问你啊，基督教哪个教派啊？
Which denomination?
你有那个勇气告诉他说我是真耶稣教会的信徒吗？
Would you proclaim that I am a member of the true Jesus church?
因为人家可能跟你讲说哪一个没听过。
They might say, I've never heard of that church.
小教会在哪里来的？
Is it such a small church? Where is it?
你会害怕讲吗？
Would you be afraid to say anything?
你能够承认吗？
Would you proclaim it?
我们来看一下约翰福音哦。
Let's turn to John.
我们看约翰福音的第十九章。
John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章的第三十八节。
John chapter 19 verse 38.
约翰福音十九章三十八节哦。
John chapter 19 verse 38.
三十八节，这些事以后，有亚利马太人约瑟是耶稣的门徒，只因怕犹太人，就暗暗做门徒。他来求比拉多，要把耶稣的身体领去比。比拉多允准，他就把耶稣的身体领去了。三十九节。
39.
又有尼哥底母，就是先前夜里去见耶稣的，带着末药和沉香约一百斤前来。好，这里是主耶稣离世之后的安葬啊。
This describes the burial of the Lord Jesus Christ.
当主耶稣被钉死之后哦。
After he was crucified.
门徒四散逃跑。
The disciples fled for their lives.
哦，众人都分散啊。
And they were scattered.
哦，那个时候啊，看来基督教失败啦。
It seems as though Christianity had already failed.
这个新宗教的教主被钉死啦。
This new religious leader already died.
这些信这个教的人都被逼迫四散
了。And all his followers were persecuted and scattered.
好像这个新的宗教，这个新兴的火要熄灭了。
And this new flame has been extinguished.
但是在这里啊，最低落、最 最低落的时候、哦、
But at the lowest point,
他说有两个人站出来了。
Two men came forward.
一个叫做亚利马太人约瑟。
One was Joseph of Arimathea.
一个叫做尼哥底母、啊。
The other was Nicodemus.
圣经里面讲到这两个人的形容啊，非常的有趣哦。
I mean, the Bible describes them it's quite interesting.
一个叫做暗暗做门徒的。
One was a disciple.Secretly.
一个叫做夜里见耶稣的。
The other was the one who came to Jesus by night.
为什么暗暗做门徒？
Why was one the disciple in secret?
因为约瑟是有身份有地位的人啊。
Because Joseph had a status and was respected.
所以被人家看见他跟这个木匠的儿子在一起啊，丢人啊。
He was ashamed to be associated with the son of a carpenter.
为什么夜里见耶稣？
And why did Nicodemus come in the night?
因为他是文士，他是法利赛人啊，是受众人所尊重的啊。
Because he was a well-respected scribe and Pharisee.
哦，所以啊，为了怕丢脸。
They were afraid to be embarrassed.
为了怕被他们的同侪来排挤。
They did not want to be laughed at.
为了怕失去众人眼中的尊敬。
They did not want to lose respect before the others.
所以他们叫做暗暗做门徒，夜里见耶稣的。
So they were disciples secretly and came to Jesus by night.
但是当他们看到耶稣如何在十字架上打破了自己。
But when they saw how Jesus broke his own body on the cross.
亲眼看到主如何为了他们流尽身上的宝血。
Witness how Jesus shed every drop of blood for them.
所以当众人都逃跑，当众人都害怕。
Then when all the other believers ran away.
主的死激励了他们啊。
The death of the Lord compelled them.
说主为我死啊，我要为他来活啊。
The Lord died for me. Therefore I must live for him.
我怎么可以再暗暗做门徒呢？
How can I continue to be a disciple secretly?
我怎么可以再以主为我的羞耻呢？
How can I consider the Lord as a shame?
所以当他们看见耶稣打破了自己，
When they saw how Jesus broke himself.
当他们看见耶稣流出了宝血，
When they saw the precious blood of the Lord.
他们就不再暗暗做门徒了。
They no longer believed in secret.
走出来宣告我是基督耶稣的门徒啊。
They stepped forward and proclaimed that I am a disciple of the Lord Jesus.
走到阳光之下说我以主为我的主，这是我引以为豪的。
They walked into the light and proclaimed that the Lord is my Lord.
我不再害怕。
They no longer lived in fear.
更不再引以为羞耻。
And the Lord is not shameful.
因为我的主为我舍弃了一切。
Because my Lord gave everything for me.
那有什么是我不能为他舍弃的呢？
What can I also must give everything for him.
因为我的主如此的爱我。
Because the Lord loved me so much.
我怎么能够在暗暗做门徒不承认他呢？
How can I hide in secret and dare not proclaim that I believed him?
所以每一次的圣餐礼，
So every Holy Communion,
我们都要被主的爱再一次的激励啊。
We must be compelled once again by the love of God.
这个饼是耶稣基督的身体。
This bread is the body of Christ.
是为你打破的。
It is broken for you.
这个血是基督耶稣的宝血。
The blood is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是为你所流的。
It was shed for you.
因为你的罪。
Because of your sin.
所以耶稣基督付出了何等大的代价。
Jesus paid a great price.
你看见了吗？
Have you seen it?
你认识了吗？
Do you know it?
你被他的爱所感动了吗？
Are you moved by his love?
所以一个真正认识主耶稣爱的人，
When a person truly understands the love of God,
不再恐惧，
He would no longer be in fear.
能够勇敢承认自己的信仰，
He would proclaim his faith.
能够宣告主的死，
He would proclaim the death of the Lord.
能够活出基督耶稣的生命来，
He would live the life of the Christ.
我们看回来哥林多前书的第十一章、哦、
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十一章的第二十七节，
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 27.
二十七节，所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干饭主的身主的血。二十八节，人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯。二十九，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。三十节，因此你们中间有好些软弱的， 与患病的死的也不少。31, 我们若先分辨自己，就不至于受审。那这里告诉我们啊，我们圣餐礼必须要注意的规矩哦。
And Paul continues to teach us things we must watch for during the Holy Communion.
我们刚刚讲到说啊，圣餐要纪念主的死。
We conduct the Holy Communion to remember the Lord.
第二，我们圣餐要宣告基督的生命。
And we proclaim the Lord's death.
在我们里面有真实的生命。
We proclaim that the life of the Lord is in us.
在这里，保罗仅告诉我们的第三样啊。
And Paul gives us a warning.
就是圣餐里是我们检讨自己属灵生命的机会啊。
And the Holy Communion is an opportunity for us to examine ourselves.
所以每一次的领受这个饼，领受这个杯，我们都要省察、检讨、检讨自己的人生。
When we take the bread and the cup, let us examine our life.
我们有没有活出一个配得的生活？
Do we live a life that is worthy?
所以保罗不断地在告诉我们啊。
Therefore, Paul continues to remind us.
在保罗的所写的书信里面，有一个观念不断地在出现。
It's the same idea as in all his letters.
就是说要活出配得这个恩典的生活。
We must live a life that is worthy of the grace of God.
那告诉我们说我们的生命要配得过啊。
Our life must be worthy.
要配得过我们所领受的恩典。
To the grace that we have received.
所以我们每一次的圣餐都是自我检讨反省的机会。
Therefore, during every Holy Communion, let us examine ourselves.
我们有没有活出一个配得过的生活来？
Have we lived a life that is worthy of the Lord?
我们有没有活出一个让主耶稣欣赏的人生？
Have we lived a life that is pleasing to the Lord?
我们有没有活出一个生活，最后可以在主耶稣面前交账？
Have we lived a life that is accountable to the Lord?
当我们走完人生的道路，
When we finish our life,
每个人都要走到审判台的面前。
Everyone must approach the throne of judgment.
在审判台上，主耶稣要看着我们。
And the Lord Jesus will look at us.
要看我们怎么样过我们的一生。
He's examined how we have lived our lives.
要问我们我们的价值在哪里。
He will ask us what our values are.
要问我们我们追求的目标又是什么。
And what was the goal that we pursued?
更要问我们最后到他面前我们能够呈现什么礼物。
He will ask us what gifts have we brought to him.
所以我们每个人都要谨慎小心活出我们这一辈子啊。
Therefore, we must live our life with care.
因为最后每个人都要交账。
Because we must account for our lives with God.
所以我们要问问自己啊。
And let us ask ourselves.
如果今天我要到神的面前。
If I am before God today.
如果今天是我算总账的日子。
If today is the day I make an account to God.
请问我的人生我能交出什么来给主耶稣？
What can I give to God today?
有什么是能看的？
What can he see in my life?
有什么是让主满意的？
What can be pleasing to God?
有什么是让主纪念的？
What will be remembered by God?
使我能够得到丰厚无比的奖赏。
How do I deserve such a great blessing?
能够承受主所应许的荣耀。
How do I deserve to receive such an inheritance of glory?
我到底有什么？
What do I have?
我到底能交出什么？
What can I give to God?
我活出了一个什么样的人生？
How have I lived my life?
所以在这里说啊，我们要省察自己的人生。
Therefore, Paul says, let us examine ourselves.
每一次的领受圣餐之前都要先思想并且悔改。
Every time we partake of the bread and the cup, let us examine our lives and repent.
要按照规矩来领这个圣餐。
We must do so in a worthy manner.
我们如果还没有在真耶稣教会里面洗礼，
If you have not been baptized in the true Jesus Church,
我们先不要领受圣餐。
Please refrain from the Holy Communion.
因为这对我们是没有好处的。
Because it would do you no good.
不是我说的，这是圣经上面的教导。
It is not what I say, this is what the Bible says.
是为了我们好，我们先暂时不要领受。
We ask you to refrain for your benefit.
等到我们了解信仰，进入神的家。
Please wait until you understand the truth and become a part of the household of God.
接受合法的大水洗礼之后，我们再来领受。
After you have been baptized according to the word of God, then you can partake.
如果我们生活上犯了一些得罪神的事情，
and if we have committed sins in our lives against God,
我们要自己省察。
We must examine ourselves.
我们要向主悔改。
And repent to the Lord.
诚心的悔改啊，主会看见，主会听见啊。
God will see our heart when we repent, with all our heart.
所以我们诚心的悔改之后啊，就可以领啊。
And after we repent, we can, eat and drink.
所以在这里说要分辨，要省察。
Therefore, the passage tells us to discern.
如果说我们犯了致死的罪,
if we committed mortal sins,
很严重致死你知道的,
and you know this yourself,
那就先不要领啊,
then please also refrain.
对我们没有任何的好处啊,
because it would instead of doing good, it would harm you.
所以圣餐礼是一个很严肃、很庄严的事情。
The Holy Communion is a solemn sacrament.
不是就是吃个饼、喝一个葡萄汁的事。
We're not here to just eat a piece of bread and drink some juice.
因为在这里，如果人不谨慎分辨啊，会生病，会软弱生病，甚至死的也不少啊。
This passage tells us that if you did not discern before we partake, you might get sick and even die.
再一次的灵恩会哦。
This whole spiritual convocation.
有一次灵恩会结束以后啊，我回到家里啊。
During one spiritual convocation, after I came home,
我想说回到家可以休息一下。
But I would take a break.
这时候突然接到信徒的电话。
But I received a phone call from a member.
他说他的太太啊，从领圣餐完之后啊，就一直胃痛，胃痛得很厉害啊。
He said that after Holy Communion, his wife had stomach pains.
我们就赶快赶过去啊。
So we rushed over.
我说怎么会这个样子呢？
I said, how did this happen?
这是一个很好的信徒，很好的家庭哦。
This was a goodfamily,
很爱主, Lord. 很爱主的家庭。
They love the Lord.
我就觉得奇怪啊，为什么会这样子？
I thought it was quite strange.
所以我就问他，是不是有什么事情你得罪神的？
I asked them, have you done anything against God?
他说没有啊，没有什么事情啊。
And they said, no, there's nothing.
所以我就说一定有啊，不然不会没有理由的。
I thought there must be a reason.
结果他想了很久哦。
So they thought hard.
他说啊，在圣餐礼的时候哦。
She said during Holy Communion.
坐在我旁边的几个姐妹啊，他们都拿了圣餐。
The sisters who sat next to me took the Holy Communion.
但是他们通通都没有吃。
But they did not take it.
他们全部都拿给我。
They all gave it to me.
所以我一个人就吃了好几份。
So I ate more than one piece of bread.
我说你为什么要帮他们吃呢？
And I said, why did you eat everything?
他说我不知道啊，他们给我我就吃啊。
She said, I don't know, they gave it to me, so I ate.
能不能吃好几个圣餐？
Is it okay to eat more than one piece of bread?
其实是没有关系的。
That's okay.
但是在这里神要教他啊。
But God took that opportunity to teach her.
你为什么要帮人家吃别人拿的圣餐？
How could you eat bread that is meant for someone else.
他们如果不敢吃就不要拿。
If they dare not take the bread, they should not have taken it at all.
他们必须要去面对自己的问题。
They must face their own problems.
而不是拿了以后全部拿给你吃。
They can't just take it and be afraid to eat and give it to someone else.
我说主耶稣在教你啊。
I said, the Lord is teaching you a lesson.
所以你要悔改哦。
So you must repent.
真的感谢主啊，我祷告完之后悔改完，就胃就不痛了。
Thank God, after she repented and we prayed together, her pain went away.
结果我就回家了。
So I went home.
结果啊，过了半年了，到下一次的灵恩会啊。
So 6 months later, during another spiritual convocation.
圣餐礼之后，灵恩会结束。一夜无事啊。
And after Holy Communion, after the end of spiritual convocation, it was nice and quiet.
结果啊，早上六点信徒打电话来了。
But 6 a.m. I got a call.
同一个家庭，同样他先生打给我了。
From the same family.
他说传道啊，你赶快来啊。
They said, Pastor, please come over.
他说我太太啊，昨天领完圣餐以后回到家哦。
My wife, after the Holy Communion, she went home.
全身痛啊。
She had pains all over her body.
他说痛到啊，连那个盖棉被都不行啊。
That she could not even have blankets placed on her. She was in such great pain.
以前有这样子过吗？
And I said, has this ever happened before?
他说从来没有啊。
He said, never.
他说我太太痛得整晚都没有办法睡觉。
She was in such great pain, she could not sleep all night.
传道你赶快过来。
Pastor, please come over.
所以啊，早上六点我就赶快过去了。
So at 6 a.m, I left home.
那我到他家我就先问他。
And so when I arrived, I asked them.
我说你是不是又吃人家的圣餐？
Did you eat someone else's Holy Communion again?
他说没有，这一次我没有。
And she said, no, I did not dare to do this time.
我说啊，事出必有因啊，一定有原因的。
But I said, there must be a reason.
你想想看，是不是有什么事情你要检讨，要悔改的？
Is there something in your life that you must re-examine?
那时候那个姐妹真的很可怜啊，整晚都没有睡啊。
But she was in such suffering. She was in such pain, and she didn't because she did not eat. She did not sleep.
都不能被碰到，她说碰到好像刀子在割她一样啊。
And she could have nothing touching her. If anything touching her would feel like knives cutting her.
所以我说你想想到底怎么回事。
So I said to her, you must think what's the reason.
她后来想想说，传道我老实跟你说了。
So she thought and said, I have to be honest with you.
她说、啊、领圣餐礼之前呢，我跟另外一个姐妹吵架。
Before the Holy Communion, I had an argument with another sister.
而且我领圣餐的时候没有悔改。
And I did not repent during the Holy Communion.
我领圣餐还叫主耶稣处罚他。
And when I prayed to God, I asked God to punish that sister.
我说这样子不可以啊。
And I said, that is not right.
我们啊，来领圣餐就是来感念主耶稣的恩典啊。
We come to church, we come to partake with the Holy Communion to remember the love of God.
主耶稣这么爱我们，已经付出了所有的代价。
But Lord Jesus loves us so much and he gave everything he had.
赦免我们一切的罪。
He forgave all of our sins.
我们欠他这么多他都不计较。
And he did not care that we owe him so much.
别人得罪我们一点，你还要叫主耶稣处罚他。
How could you dare to ask God to punish another sister just because they did something wrong against you?
我说这样子不可以，主耶稣不喜悦哦。
And I said, of course the Lord is not pleased with you.
我说要悔改。
I said you must repent.
我说我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
哦，所以我们就一起祷告哦。
So we prayed.
啊，这是我第一次看到有信徒祷告到睡着啊。
This is the first time I witnessed a member fall asleep during prayer.
真的，我们大概祷告大概七八分钟之后，我再看一下，他已经睡着了。
After 7 or 8 minutes, I took a peek and saw that she had already dozed off.
他一整晚都没有办法睡，全身痛到不行啊。
Because she was in such pain, she could not sleep all night.
真的，悔改祷告完之后就睡着了。
But after she repented during prayer, she was able to sleep.
所以我就回家了。
So I went home.
啊，大概下午两点，他先生打电话给我。
And then about 2 p.m. in the afternoon, her husband called me again.
他先生跟我说，感谢主啊，一觉醒来，身体都好了。
He said, "Thank God, she woke up and there is no pain."
啊，所以我们啊，真的啊，我们要领圣餐，真的要先自我检讨。
So before we partake of the Holy Communion, we must examine ourselves.
如果我们跟别人起了冲突
，If there is, we have conflicts with others.
我们要学习赦免。
We must learn to forgive.
我们要求主耶稣原谅我们。
We must ask the Lord to forgive us.
我们要求主耶稣让我们有勇气去跟对方和好。
And ask the Lord to give us courage to be reconciled with the others.
这个叫做合规矩，这个叫做按着道理领受哦。
That's how we can partake in a worthy manner.
但是当我们啊，有时候觉得啊，自己犯了错哦。
But if we feel that feel about the sin that we committed.
哦，所以有些人啊，他就不敢领圣餐。
If we feel that it was so great that we dare not eat and drink.
我们犯了错，要向主耶稣悔改。
We still must repent to God.
主耶稣会赦免。
The Lord will forgive.
赦免完，我们悔改完，我们还是要领圣餐啊。
And after we repent, we still must partake of the Holy Communion.
我们来看一下希伯来书的第四章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书的第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章的第十四节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14.
十四节，我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。十五节，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。第十六节，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。所以啊，当我们今天来到主耶稣的面前啊，
When we come before the Lord Jesus Christ,
是的，你跟我都一样，我们都不完全。
None of us is perfect.
我们都有自己的软弱。
We all have different weaknesses.
但是主耶稣说，你来，不要害怕。
But the Lord Jesus says, "Do not be afraid. Come to me."
因为我们的主是了解我们的软弱，知道我们痛苦的主。
Because our Lord knows our pains and He knows our weaknesses.
我们只要来到他面前，诚心悔改，主耶稣就听见了。
As long as we come to Him with sincerity, He hears us.
所以我们的主不是让我们害怕恐惧的主。
The Lord is not to be feared.
我们的主不是离我们很遥远不在乎我们的主。
He is not the Lord that is far away and uncaring.
主在我们的身边。
The Lord is right next to us.
这里说他要做我们随时的帮助啊。
It says that He will be help in our time of need.
我们可以坦然无惧，不用害怕来到他的面前。
We can come to him without fear.
可以得连续蒙怜悯啊。
We will find mercy and grace.
啊，这就是我们的主，爱我们的主啊。
This is the Lord who loves us.
啊，所以我们今天只要悔改，用心诚心的悔改。
If we repent to him with sincerity.
在主耶稣面前立志要过出一个新的生活。
Before the Lord, be determined to live for him.
求主耶稣借着圣餐，借着他的宝血，借着他的 身体进到我们的里面
and ask him to give you his life through his flesh and his blood
使我们里面有他的生命有他的力量
so that his life is within us and his power is within us
能够脱离过去的罪恶的辖制
that we may be free from the bondage of our sins
能够有力量活出一个更新的生活
that we have the power to live a new life
主耶稣会帮助我们的
the Lord Jesus will help us
所以不要害怕坦然无惧来到他面前
and do not be afraid just come to him
那在上次的灵恩会啊我们有一个节我们有在祷告当中、哦、
during previous spiritual convocation, there was a sister who came to pray.
啊、在圣餐礼结束的祷告啊，这个祷告结束的时候，这个姐妹啊，哭得好大声啊。
It was at the concluding prayer, and at the end, she was weeping bitterly.
哭到爬不起来啊。
She could not even get up.
啊、后来、啊、有两个姐妹啊，把她抬的、把她扛起来，把她带到旁边去啊。
And those two sisters helped her up and took her to the side.
然后我们就想说，到底发生了什么事情啊？
Wonder what had happened.
哦，所以聚会结束之后，我就过去问她。
End of the service, I approached her.
这个姐妹已经很久很久没有来教会了。
She had not come to church for a long time.
这个姐妹的生活真的很苦啊。
And she lived a very difficult life.
她的生活非常的辛苦。
She had a problem with her livelihood.
她的工作压力非常的大。
She had a lot of pressure at work.
而且她的先生对她非常非常的不好。
Her husband was not good to her.
哦，所以啊，她已经很久很久没有来教会了。
So she had stopped coming to church for a long time.
但是这一次刚好她有机会能够来。
But she had the chance to come to church during a spiritual convocation.
她在祷告里面就觉得啊，主啊，你大概不要我了吧。
And in her prayer, she thought the Lord did not want her anymore.
她就觉得说她的人生实在是非常的绝望。
She had lost hope in her life.
她觉得没有人爱她，她先生也不爱她。
She thought no one loved her, not even her husband.
好像没有人要的弃婴啊。
She was like an infant who was discarded.
但是就是在她这最低落、最无助的时候。
But in her the lowest point of her life, her most helpless.
她在祷告当中看到主耶稣出现、啊。
She saw the Lord Jesus appear to her.
她就看到异象啊，主耶稣啊，就从讲台这里走出来啦。
In that vision, she saw the Lord Jesus appear on the pulpit and walk to her.
主耶稣就一直走走走走到她的前面。
He came in front of her.
她就这样子抬头看着耶稣。
So she raised her head to look at the Lord Jesus.
她说耶稣也低头这样子看着她。
And Jesus bowed his head to look at her.
哦，她就看到主耶稣啊，就伸出手来啦。
And he reached out.His hand.
他说哇，主耶稣就这样拍拍他的头啊
，and patted her on the head，
又拍拍他的肩膀啊
，and on her shoulder。
然后主耶稣只跟他讲了一句话
，and the Lord only said to her，
主耶稣说我都知道啊
，I know。
哦，这个姐妹哭得好难过，好大声啊
，and she was moved to bitter tears。
他说没有人懂我。
She thought no one knew her.
而且没有人爱我。
No one loved her.
她说哇，大家都离开我了。
She felt everyone had departed from her.
我什么都没有。
She had nothing.
这么久没有来教会。
She had not come to church.
犯了很多的罪，得罪神，让神难过。
She had committed many sins against the Lord.
但是主耶稣就这样拍拍她说，我都知道啊。
But Jesus simply patted her and said, I know.
她说她真的觉得被爱了。
And she felt how he loved her.
虽然没有人爱她，但是主耶稣很爱她。
Maybe no one loved her, but the Lord loved her.
懂他，但是主耶稣说：“我懂你。”
No one else understood her, but the Lord did.
我知道你的苦。
Jesus knew her pain.
所以从那一天起，他就开始改变了。
So from that moment, she changed.
从黑暗当中得到了光明。
She received light out of her darkness.
开始在他脸上有了笑容。
And she began to smile.
因为他知道。有人爱我。
Because she knew there is one who loved her.
所以我们不要害怕哦。
So let us not be afraid.
走到主耶稣的面前坦然无惧。
Let us come to the Lord without fear.
因为没有人爱你吗？
Is there no one who loves you?
主耶稣永远不会离开你。
The Lord Jesus will never leave you.
他会永远爱你。
He will love you forever.
我们现在我们圣餐礼的道理就在这边告一个段落哦。
This concludes the message of the Holy Communion.
这个是一个无效饼、哦、
This is an unleavened bread.
啊，用水和面粉和成。
Made with flour and water.
没有加任何其他的东西、哦。
And there's no other additives.
啊，这是主耶稣的身体，因为他没有任何的杂质。
This is the body of Christ without blemish.
啊，也没有加上任何的酵，因为酵 代表的罪。
It does not have east, because east prefigures sin.
所以这是一个纯全完美的身体。
This is the pure and whole body of Christ.
却是为你为我来打破的。
But it was broken for you and for me.
所以我们现在要来祝谢。
And we will give thanks and consecrate the bread.
我们要带着一个感恩的心来祝谢。
Let us give thanks with our heart.
我们一起同心跪下。
Let us kneel down.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名在这里祝谢。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks and consecrate the bread.
我们慈爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Our merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你对我们的爱，所以你在2000年前来到这个世间。
With your love, you came to the world 2000 years ago.
因为你爱我们，所以你为我们放弃、舍弃了一切。
Because you loved us, you gave everything you had.
因为你不愿意看到我们人永远受苦，所以你为我们打破了你的身体。
Because you do not want us to suffer, and you broke your own body.
而为我们钉在十字架上。
And allowed yourself to be nailed on the cross.
你承受了世间最羞辱的刑罚。
You endured the most shameful punishment in the world.
却成就了基督最荣耀的事工。
And accomplished the greatest work.
也因为你的牺牲。
Because of your sacrifice,
所以一条又新又活的道路为我们来打开。
A new and living way was opened for us.
因为你的付出。
Because you paid the price,
使我们今天有机会能够重回到永生的道路上。
Today we can return to the way of eternal life.
因为你。
Because of you,
使我们最后能够回到天家。
We may return to our heavenly home.
主啊，求你继续帮助带领我们每一个人。
We ask you to continue to help us and guide us.
借着领受圣餐，由你的身体进入我们的生命当中。
When we partake of your body, may your life enter into us.
得到你的生命，得到你的力量。
We may receive your life and your power.
更能够得到充满你的爱。
And be filled with your love.
使我们能够被你的爱所激励。
So that we may be compelled by your love.
能够立志不再为自己而活。
Be determined not to live for ourselves,
而要为爱我、为我而死的主来活。
To live for the Lord who that loves us and died for us.
主啊，求你赐给我们力量。
Lord, we ask you to grant us power.
使我们从今天开始活出一个不一样的人生。
That we may live a different life from this moment on.
活着是你的人。
We live as you.
死了能够丰富进你的国。
And when we die, we may enter into your kingdom with abundance.
这是我们的期望。
This is our hope.
也是我们努力追求的目标。
This is the goal we strive for.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, we ask you to help us.
借着你圣灵的运行。
Through the movement of your Holy Spirit.
按照你的应许，使这个无效饼灵化成为你的身体。
According to your promise, may your Holy Spirit transform this bread and the spirit into your body.
让我们领受以后，每一个人都能够得到你的真生命。
And after we eat the bread, may we receive your true life.
能够从今天开始活出一个新的人生。
From this moment, may we live a new life.
我们这样奉你的名祷告。
We pray to you in your name.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Amen.
我们现在再继续来祝谢葡萄汁。
Now we'll give thanks and consecrate the juice.
我们先一起同心跪下来。
Let's kneel down.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名啊，在这边祝谢。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks and consecrate.
啊，主耶稣啊，我们感谢你带领我们每一个人的脚步能够回转来到你的圣堂。
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for turning our footsteps around to come into your temple.
啊，能够使我们再一次的利用灵恩会圣餐里的机会，再一次的重新反省我们的信仰人生。
May take this time during the holy, in the spiritual convocation to reflect on our faith and our lives.
主啊，在这一个在我们的人生当中，有太多时候我们达不到你的要求。
Lord, in our lives, we often fall short of your standards.
主啊，有太多的时候我们让你失望。
Often we disappoint you.
在太多的挣扎当中，我们没有做下正确的选择。
In many of our struggles, we do not make the right decisions.
很多我们想做的事，想为你做的事，我们没有做到。
Many things we want to do for you, we do not do.
很多我们想要为你所做的改变，我们也没有办法完成。
Many things we want to change, we cannot change.
但是你知道我们的软弱。
But you know our weaknesses.
你怜悯我们，你知道我们不过是尘土所做。
Have mercy on us, and you know that we're made of dust.
所以你为我们开了一条道路。
And Therefore, you open a way for us.
借着你的生命，使我们能够拥有一个改变的，能够有改变的力量。
Through your life, we can receive power to change.
你知道我们人是没有办法靠自己改变的。
You know that we cannot change through our own will.
但是你知道，当我们拥有了你的生命，
if your life is in us,
我们就能够得到改变的力量。
Then we will have the power to change.
因此你在十字架上为我们流出了宝血。
Therefore, you shed your precious blood on the cross.
不但洗去了我们过去的罪恶，
Not only have you washed away our sins of the past,
更为我们洗出了一个重新的开始。
So wash and clean us with it for a new future.
主啊，这是你所付出的代价。
Lord, this is the price you have paid.
求你让我们能够有力量。
Please grant us strength.
不要让你的让你所付的代价白白浪费了。
So that you would not have paid your price for nothing.
求你让我们常常被你的爱所感动。
Please compel us with your love.
能够立志一生一世好好为你而活。
That we may be determined to live for you for the rest of our lives.
主啊，我们看见十字架上你为我们所流的宝血。
Lord, we have seen the blood you have shed on the cross.
你的十字架的牺牲活化在我们的面前。
We can see, imagine how you have given your life on the cross.
我们不能够再不爱，我们不能够不爱你了。
How can we not love you?
我们也没有办法我们也不能够再不热心聚会。
How can we stop coming to services?
主啊，求你借着你的借着你的宝血。
Oh Lord, through your precious blood.
如同你的生命流贯我们的身，流贯我们的，流贯我们每一个人。
Your life flow through us.
能够从今天开始，能够活出一个新的生活。
Today we may live a new life.
能够让你为我们感到骄傲。
So that you can be proud of us.
主啊，按照你的应许，借着你圣灵的运行。
Lord, according to your promise and the movement of your Holy Spirit,
使这个葡萄汁在主里灵化成为你的宝血。
We ask you to transform this grape juice spiritually into your holy, into precious blood.
借着领受这个宝血，得到你的生命。
When we drink, we will receive your life.
我们这样子诚心地向你祷告。
We offer this prayer to you in sincerity.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主耶稣，我们的圣餐礼就在这边告一个段落。
Thank you, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we will conclude the sacrament of the Holy Communion.
啊，求主耶稣借着他的圣餐，使我们的内心是我们的的属灵生命再次的得到活泼。
Through the Holy Communion, may the Lord renew our lives and in the Spirit.
啊，感谢主耶稣的恩典，这一次我们有三位新加入这个大家庭的弟兄姐妹。
And also thanks to God that we have three new members that are baptized today.
啊，在我们结束灵宴会之前，要奉主的名为他们读一段经节。
Before we conclude the spiritual convocation, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to read a passage from the Bible.
作为新受洗弟兄姐妹的教导。
As an encouragement to our new brothers and sisters.
也是对我们已经洗礼信主的弟兄姐妹再一次的提醒。
And it is also a reminder for all brothers and sisters who have already been baptized to the Lord.
我们请翻到《使徒行传》的第十五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传第十五章。
Acts chapter 15.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
使徒行传十五章二十八节。
Acts chapter 15, verse 28.
在这里说，因为圣灵和我们定义，不将别的重担放在你们身上。唯有几件事是不可少的，二十九，就是禁戒祭偶像的物和血，并勒死的牲畜和奸淫，这几件事你们若能自己禁戒不犯就好了，愿你们平安呐。那在这里呢，使徒教会有很多非犹太人来信耶稣哦。
At this time, many non-Jews had come to believe in the Lord Jesus.
哦，所以他们就一直在讨论，到底信主的人是不是要行割礼呢
？So there was a serious discussion on whether or not the Gentile and believers should be circumcised.
那这个信主的人呢，吃东西需要按照犹太人的规矩吗
？Whether the Gentile believers must follow the Jewish laws when they eat and drink.
哦，所以因为他们有很多的问题。
Because of these many problems.
所以最后呢，就开了一个
就开了一次的耶路撒冷会议。
They held a meeting in the Jerusalem.
啊，借着圣灵的带领啊。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
最后他们达到一个共识，一个信仰的共识。
They came to a consensus in faith.
他说，在这里圣灵跟我们一同做决定啊。
Here it says that the Holy Spirit. It seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us.
啊，这个信徒有几件事是绝对不可以少的。
That there are a few things that the Every member must watch for.
第一件事就是禁戒祭偶像的物哦。
The first is to abstain from things offered to idols.
今天我们在西方的社会啊。
In a Western society.
我们比较看不到这些拜拜的这些事情或者是这样子的庙宇啊。
It is rare for us to come across, idols, idol worshipping or food offered to idols.
所以我们可能会觉得说不会啊我不会吃到拜偶像的东西啊。
You may think that this will be no problem for you because you will never find food worship to idols.
啊，但是我们啊，很多人都是从亚洲来的。
But there's also many believers who are from Asia.
啊，所以如果我们回到自己的家乡，有时候要特别的谨慎啊。
And so when you return to your homeland, you must be extra careful.
我们领受了主的圣餐。
We have already partaken of the Holy Communion.
就不可以再去领受魔鬼的啊这些啊魔鬼的就不能再去吃魔鬼的筵席啊。
And we must have no part with the feast of the devil.
哦，所以我们在吃东西上，我们在亚洲国家吃东西就要谨慎啊。
Especially when you're in Asian countries, we must watch what we eat.
啊，但是我们在美国就真的没有拜偶像的东西吗？
But it is true that there is no issue of idol worshipping in America.
禁戒祭偶像的物啊。
You are to abstain from things offered to idols.
美国有所谓的 Halloween 啊，这个万圣节啊。
There is a Halloween in the United States.
很多小孩子很喜欢。
Many kids enjoy it.
因为他们觉得很好玩啊。
Because it's fun.
很多大人很鼓励啊。
And many adults encourage them to have fun.
啊，这样子可以融入美国的文化啊。
Because it is a way to participate in American culture.
你知道这个本身就是一个拜鬼的节日吗？
Did you know that Halloween is a feast of devil worshipping?
这就是与鬼有份，与鬼相交啊。
And if you participate, that is having a part with the devil.
这叫做偶像的物啊。
And that is having a part with things offered to idols.
哦，所以虽然好像很好玩，
even though it may look fun,
但是我们不可以参与啊。
But we cannot take part in it.
更要教导我们的孩子。
And we must teach our kids.
从小教他们，这不是什么好事。
From their youth, teach them that this is not something good.
哦，所以我们从小在家里就一直跟我女儿讲啊。
So when since my daughter was little, I kept teaching her.
她说 Halloween, 你要是跟她讲 Halloween, 她就说啊，那是魔鬼的日子。
So now if you say Halloween to her, she would say that is the Day of the Devil.
虽然他还不知道 Halloween 是什么。
She doesn't even know how Halloween is.
哦，所以啊，像我们刚刚在洗脚里所说的啊。
So when we, as we shared during foot washing.
主耶稣说，我所行的，你们现在不明白，将来必明白啊。
What I do now, you do not yet understand, but you will understand.
但是现在不明白，要不要洗还是要洗啊。
Even though they did not understand, he would still wash their feet.
我们的孩子在美国的文化里面长大。
In the same way, our children grow up in American culture.
有很多事情是美国化，但是不代表是基督化啊。
There are many things that they could be considered Americanized, but they are not Christianized.
所以有时候我们要站在，我们要作为父母亲的，我们要站在一个把关的立场啊。
As mothers and fathers, we are the gatekeepers.
为主耶稣保守我们的孩子。
We must guard our children.
他们可能会不高兴啊。
They might not be happy about it.
为什么不可以？
Why can't I?
他们可能会生气啊。
They might get mad.
所以亲子之间关系可能会有点紧绷。
There would be maybe conflicts with your children.
但是他现在不明白，将来会了解啊。
But they may not understand now, but they will in the future.
所以我们要禁戒祭偶像的物。
We must abstain from things offered to idols.
因为我们这次有 baby 受洗哦。
And we have a baby that was baptized.
所以孩子的信仰看父母。
A child's faith depends on his parents.
我们就要为主耶稣把我们的孩子带大。
And we must raise up our children for the Lord.
这里讲说禁戒血和勒死的牲畜啊。
And this passage also say to abstain from blood and from things strangled.
圣经里面写说血是生命。
The Bible tells us that blood is life.
啊，血是属神的。
And blood belongs to God.
所以人不可以吃血。
That is why we must abstain from blood.
哦，所以我们今天呢，饮食习惯要注意啊。
And so we must watch what we eat and drink.
啊，血不要吃哦。
We do not eat blood.
啊，如果你有任何的怀疑啊。
If you have any doubts.
啊，像你如果到外面吃饭啊。
If you have a meal in a restaurant.
啊，当然你不会叫什么鸡血、鸭血，不会啊，你不会叫这种东西啊。
Especially order food that contains chicken blood or duck blood.
那但是啊，有时候会叫什么酸辣汤哦。
But sometimes at a restaurant, you might order hot and sour soup.
如果你觉得怪怪的、怕怕的哦。
If you wonder what's in it,
那你就不要叫、不要吃啊。
Then don't order it, don't eat it.
不吃不会怎么样。
If you don't eat it, then nothing will happen.
难道少吃那一口值得你拿你的永生来开玩笑吗？
Is it worth gambling your eternal life for a soup?
如果你真的很爱吃哦。
If you really like to eat.
我相信我们教会哦，一定有人很会煮啊。
I bet someone in church knows how to cook.
找出教会那个很有恩赐会煮酸辣汤的。
Go look for someone who has the gift of cooking hot and sour soup at church.
保证里面绝对没有血啊。
Then they're guaranteed there is no blood in that soup.
哦，所以不要吃血，血是生命，是属神的。
You must abstain from blood because it belongs to God.
啊，之前有一个信徒跟我说哦。
One member has shared with me.
糟糕，那个传道啊，那个我哈手割到了哈。
Pastor, I'm in trouble because I cut my finger.
他说我就放在嘴巴里，啊，这样会不会下地狱啊？
And I put it in my mouth, so will I go to hell?
啊，不用担心啦，不会啦。
Don't worry, you will not go to hell for that.
因为这个不是当作食物来吃啊。
Because that he wasn't putting in his finger as food.
啊，你没有说吃到饱啊，
嗯。It's not you're not eating your finger for food.
哦，所以不血不是我们可以吃的。
But we not must not consume or eat.Blood as food.
哦，所以我们在饮食习惯上要谨慎哦。
That's something we must watch out for in our eating.
其实血本身不是很干净，不是什么好东西啊。
In fact, blood in material is not really hygienic.
所以吃的对我们身体也没有好处啊。
It's actually bad for your health.
哦，所以这是我们要谨慎哦。
So we must watch for that.
啊，这里还有一件就是奸淫呢。
And the next is to abstain from sexual immorality.
在我们现今的世代啊，男女关系越来越混乱。
And the relationship between males and females has degraded.
哦，我们这个世代的道德标准越来越低落啊。
And the moral standards of this world has fallen.
很多几十年前引以为羞耻的事情，现代人啊，哇，讲出来给大家听啊。
Many things that were considered shameful many years ago are now things that are proclaimed with pride.
所以有的人讲说这个是一个自由的世代。
People claim that this is a liberal generation.
其实是一个不没有羞耻的世代。
But this is actually a shameless generation.
真的，我们看我们看的新闻。
Just listen to the news.
有多少是以前很羞耻、很丢脸的事情啊？现在都爆给全世界知道啊。
How many things are in the news that we used to be so shameful that people would not mention?
但是不管世界的道德怎么堕落
，But no matter how degraded the world standards have become,
可能很多事情变成合法。
Many things may be legal now,
但是不合圣经
，But they are not according to the Bible.
所以我们在这个弯曲悖谬的世代要更加的谨慎。
In this twisted generation, we must be careful.
男女关系要小心。
In relationship between male and female,
啊，在这里讲说。淫乱的事啊，要避免啊。
And to abstain from sexual immorality.
哦，这个是我们要从小教导我们的孩子。
This is also something to teach our kids from their youth.
这也是我们对自己保守圣洁的一个要求。
And this is what we require of ourselves in our faith.
为了主的缘故。
For the sake of the Lord.
我要保守我自己圣洁。
I must keep myself clean and pure.
为了主的缘故。
For the sake of the Lord.
我要避免世界的引诱。
I must abstain from the temptation of the world.
哦，这是我们要作为我们的一个教导哈。
This is the teaching we gain from this.
说这些事情，我们如果能够境界不犯就好了。
If we keep ourselves from these, then we do well.
愿我们平安哦。
Peace be with you.
所以感谢主耶稣，我们这次的灵恩会就到这边告一个段落。
Thank God, we have now conclude our spiritual convocation.
我们最后请大家一起到前面来祷告。
May now invite you to come to the front to pray.
灵恩会的结束是
新信仰的开始。
The end of our spiritual convocation is the new beginning of our faith.
离开会堂才是真正信仰挑战的开始。
And when we leave this building, that is, we face our new challenges.
求主耶稣给我们力量。
May the Lord Jesus give us strength.
神把我们放在这里，放在 San Jose.
God has put us here in San Jose.
有目的，有原因。
For a purpose, for a meaning.
就是要借着我们在这里高举主耶稣荣耀的大旗。
That through us we may raise high His banner.
啊，主耶稣的呼召你听见了吗？
Have you heard His call?
你预备好了吗？
Are you ready?
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let us come to the front to pray.